Voices opposed to the Common Core are rising in central New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, teachers and parents met this week at a forum in Syracuse to discuss these new education standards that bring major changes to the way math and reading is taught in public schools.
Heather Ryder's seventh grade son didn't take the state English or math exam last month in the Syracuse City School District.
Because I don't like what the tests are representing. I don't like their use. I don't like the amount of time that they take up in a classroom. And I definitely don't like how they are being used to judge teachers.
Ryder's decision capsulizes how parents have many different kinds of reservations about the Common Core and its testing regimen ordered by New York State and encouraged by the federal government. She says there were only a few other parents in the city school district who also had their children refuse to take the test, and she believes that's because many parents simply don't know their implications. From a teacher's perspective, it's good when parents are aware of all the issues, says West Hill music teacher Greg McCray. But he says the state isn't encouraging schools to bring it up.
There has been very strong message from the state education department that this is a conversation that should not be had with parents, and that the conversation about opt-out, the conversation about Common Core, simply isn't open to discussion. And we think that as parents, we want to be able to have those conversations with our local teachers, because when teachers and parents and administrators can sit down and talk about the impact that this has on kids, kids benefit.
The New York State United Teachers Union is organizing a rally in Albany next month to discuss these issues. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.